Good afternoon, Dr. Shander. Dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Tillotson. This goes to Dr. Vaughn on 9/27/22. Mr. Tillotson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 3/22/22. There's significant deterioration in flow rates, period. Clinical correlation would be required for further assessment. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jacqueline D'Amelio, that's capital D, apostrophe, capital E-M-I-L-I-O. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 9/27/22, Mrs. D'Amelio performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. It was a mild impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airflow obstruction, with no change in the forced vital capacity. Compared to a prior study dated 4/19/22, there's been some deterioration, period. New paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction with mild restriction showing some progression, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient Danny Fields. This goes to Dr. Viscara, V-I-S-C-A-R-A. On 9/27/22, Mr. Fields performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 406 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. In a paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Mark Van Duren. This goes to Dr. Girard on 9/27/22. Mr. Van Duren performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 418 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Meudt, M-E-U-D-T. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 9/27/22, Mr. Meudt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/17/22, there's been marked improvement, period. New paragraph impression, normal study showing marked improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Perry Lambert. This goes to the VA on 9/27/22. Mr. Lambert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.